Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 8:23 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning. 64 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
Last night, Wednesday, was a discussion on the final referendum project list for Penney's Five. We have in the studio this morning Britt Blackwell. He is the Penney's Five Commission Chairman, with a recap of what was discussed last night.
That was quite a mouthful. That was you did good. You got to be in radio.
There you go.
Television. Someone else has told me that, Britt. So, Britt, we have our final list. So this now list will go to the
council, York County Council, the first meeting, which I guess is May the 6th, maybe.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll check and see.
And I'll vote on it and then hopefully turn it over to the citizens to vote in November.
Well, let's jump right on in what that final referendum project list looks like for Penney's Five.
That's it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know it's not that easy.
First of all, let's start with maybe what did the referendum come in terms of dollar amounts?
So, the problem we have is we have a carryover, and it's shocking. It's $225 million. So automatically, we lost more than 50% of what we anticipated to be was going to be around $400 million. So, and the reason for that is most people understand if they have to buy groceries or they're making a lot of money and can't afford week to week still because of the crash that happened with COVID and this tremendous inflation. I think this morning it reported it's really starting to fly now at 3.5% or whatever.
Last month, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a reality. You remember me from my being chair of the council for many years, always talking about watch the taxpayer dollars. And to the Patrick Hamilton's credit, the first part of Penney's Four, first five projects were on time, under budget. COVID hit and hell broke loose. And so none of us on the commission liked it, but we understand it. He even gave a rundown because I think the normal inflationary index for, I talked to my construction buddies, 35% with roads and everything that happened and the right-of-ways and issues, there were 100%, 150% cost overruns. So left a very bad taste in my mouth as well as the other commission members. But we understood, and what we wanted Penney's Five to do now is just to kind of regroup, collect itself back together, clean up what we have to clean up, at the same time honoring our commitment to the citizens, and that's the first part of the projects, the $225 million carryover. And if you want to go over some of the carryovers.
Sure. So these are carryovers from Penney's Four?
These are Penney's Four and Three.
Okay. So that are made it on to Penney's Five.
Correct.
Okay.
So you had US 21, Highway 51, and that was from Springfield Parkway up to the state line. And the mess intersection in that area running off 77. You're going to make me laugh.
I'm sorry.
I love those sign language things.
I'm sorry.
And then you had the intersection of Sutton Road, Spratt Road, Fort Mill Parkway. You had from 3, the Highway 557 enhancement. You had the intersection of Highway 49, 274, 557. You had the intersection at US 21 in Springdale. You had the intersection of Sutton Road and Harris. You had the Flint Hill community drainage issues. And then you had on US 21 from Springfield, Penney's Four group took it from Springfield to 160, which the peach stand is there and stuff. So that's the overruns from the last three and four, $225 million. So then
now we're going to look at Penny's. So those projects you just listed are part of Penny's five.
Well, they're carried over to three and four.
Yes, three and
four. So they're part of Penny's five.
Okay.
And they're the first priority because we want things done. We want to honor the commitment to the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. So then we have $80 million in resurfacing. The good thing about resurfacing, you don't have to get right-of-ways. It's done quick. It should certainly be on time and under budget. So, and that's almost half of what we had to deal with. So we wanted to go ahead and finish 21 from Springfield, I'm sorry, from 160 to Sutton Road, or you could say to the bridge. So then you have another conduit northward instead of just 77. You have four lane 21 all the way up. So it's no need to do all this and waiting all this time and then have a mile and a half that we didn't get done. So with the money we had left, it was not a small fraction, but it was just kind of common sense on our part just to go ahead and finish it. One heavy need is the Fort Mill Parkway. If you go down that road, especially around those four or five schools, I try to avoid it. It's a nightmare. So that's a reality. That was going to be about $90 million. Wow. So we just couldn't do it. So we wanted to at least get it prepared for Penny 6 by bringing forth the design and right-of-way, to finish the right-of-way, do the designing. So once that's done, the Penny 6 people can jump right into construction. And preparing normally takes, you know, at least 3 years to 5 or 6 years. Penny's is every 7 years, so the largest part at least be taken care of. You had the Neely Road corridor that was kind of a last thought on Penny's four around South Point High School that had the asterisk by it, if people remember when they voted. And that was carried over, but the city came back and said, you know, the way we had it, it's really not what we want. They got the new development going out there. And they came back and said, this is what we want done. You know, intersection improvements, work on a bridge out there. So we agreed to go ahead and honor that commitment with the new proposal from the city of Rock Hill to fine-tune it, make it better. Mm-hmm. Then just to run down the list quickly, in Tiga K, you had the Dam Road, Gardendale Road improvement intersection, Bethel Street, Jackson Terrace area of Clover. You had the US 21 Old North Main Street, Clover area. You had the Church Street, Liberty Street, Hunter area intersection in York. You had the Liberty Street, Pacific Street in York. You had the Blucher Circle Highway 49 in Lake Wylie. You had the Bonham Montgomery Highway 49 intersection in Lake Wylie. You have the White Street corridor improvements, which is repaving, but it's also improving the sidewalk, the gutters, just kind of redoing a bunch. That's going to be taken care of. You had the Maynard Grayson Highway 55 in Clover. You had the US 321 Flat Rock Road, Huffman Road in Clover. You had the Church Street, Jefferson Street in York. You had the US 321 Deviney Road in York. Three more. You had the Tom Joy St. Paul Church Road in Clover. And the last two, and this was read in the priority list, that's the priority, last two, Emport Road, Merritt Boulevard roundabout, and then the last one, Black Street, Albright Road intersection improvement. And that comes to $410 million. So it goes in order of priority. If you don't, you take care of what you take in the order, and then you probably, but our job, our goal was to make sure, and normally almost every penny's, I was part of three, four, and now I guess with this five, every penny's always ends up collecting more. So we wanted to be very conservative. We want it to be all cleaned up so there's a nice fresh start with penny six due to all the inflationary COVID problems and everything that was caused. We just want it all cleaned up.
I love that conservative mindset for that. That's how you get it done.
Britt, we have about a minute left. So at this point, it goes in front of York County Council. They vote either to accept that list or deny the list, correct?
Or deny the list. If they deny the list, it essentially, there's not time to come up with a new road list. So essentially, you kill pennies and you have to start over.
And then this, if they pass it, it will be put on the ballot and in folks—
November.
We'll see it in November. Britt, can they go to the Pennies for Progress website to look at all these
I'm
roads?
Sure Patrick will put all— And the other thing, too, the resurfacing, that's a large part of it. I didn't read all those roads, but as you can tell from the list here, it's a bunch of roads, and it's in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, York, western side of the county, Clover, Lake Wylie, and it's all spread out evenly, distributed evenly, so everyone's taken care of. There's not a focus on one area.
We all get the piece of the pie.
And that's about 77 miles of work to be done there and about $80 million. So.
Well, good job. This took about 9 to 10 months to get this list together. Britt Blackwell is just one of the many faces. He is the chairman of the Pennies 5 Commission.